This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I talk about Winer, my trip to Duluth, Minnesota, and then we get into some of the events that are kicking off here in September. All that and more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, and it just flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? What you think it is?
It'll be like the stuff you hear. Every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this.
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad. What's going on, man? I'm Nick White.
And I am back in the state, Nick.
Welcome back, man. Good to see you, man.
Mm-hmm. I was on quite an adventure this past weekend. Drinking in Minnesota.
Up in Soda. So you hit the Twin Cities?
Just briefly to say hi to someone, but we were hanging out in Duluth.
Oh, right on.
So, yeah.
That's a whole nother region then?
Yeah, that's like, what, hour and a half from Minneapolis?
Okay.
So, yeah.
It's a fun time up there.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, after the six-hour drive.
After the drive. Once you're there, and then you forget about the drive back for a while, and then you remember it, and you're like, damn it. Yeah. But we'll talk about that in a minute, because first, let's talk about this Oktoberfest we're crushing right now.
Yeah, man. There's, temperatures are in the 60s today. The leaves are blowing down the street. I hate every minute of it. But this Oktoberfest is actually is pretty good.
Hate every minute of it, including the beer. It's all terrible. He wants hot weather and haze.
That's what I want, man. Yeah. But we'll take it, man. This is from Buckle Down, So 5.5%. German style lager, man. This is our Oktoberfest. Theirs is actually one of the better ones from last year that locally produced.
It's pretty solid. I'm one of the first ones I'm starting to see on the shelf. You're seeing them now, but I just happened to theirs popped out at me, so I was like, I'm gonna grab this.
It's clean, man. It gets out of the way. You don't have to think about it. You know, it's crushable. Yeah, it's like, you know, big and malty, but then it gives way to that like sweet breadiness. You know,
This one's a little lighter than some Oktoberfest. You'll see. I feel like sometimes they're a little more heavy and bready, so this one's a little lighter.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm digging it.
Looks like their party is September 16th.
Oh, they got a little sticker for the Oktoberfest.
That's a good call by them, yeah.
Yeah, so not just a couple weeks away. So we'll mention that here coming up. But let's go here. What happened this past week drinking related?
Right on. Well, Goose Island, they previewed their new barrel warehouse.
Okay.
So they got the master space over in, out west. I don't know what neighborhood that is.
It's by the Garfield Park Conservatory. Yeah. So it might be Garfield Park.
Yeah, maybe.
Garfield Park. Is that a thing?
That works for me.
Yeah.
let's see. This is a collaboration between Goose and Goat Catering. So that is Iron Chef Stephanie Isard. So this was pairings all night long.
Okay.
Right? The cool part about this space is that it kind of resembles like a wine cellar, essentially, right? They were when you go in, there's like these big, beautiful cage wall with all these vintages of like, you know, the Sisters and BCS, and you know, there's this tile, arching tile that goes through the place. It looks really good. It looks like a lot of thought was put into it.
Okay.
I was joking. I was like, yeah, man, you know, this looks like the subway when I'm walking between like the blue line and the red line when I'm downtown.
Oh, okay.
You can go underground and walk that subway.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's funny you say that because we sourced our tiles from the same people.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Funny.
Wow,
so okay. Picked that off.
That was pretty funny, man. Saw a lot of people that I went on the hot farm trip with back in like 2014.
Okay.
Yeah. So a lot of folks are moving to Chicago, man. And then they've got a new education. Miss Perosi, she wrote the book on The Naked Brewer, and then she wrote another book. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah, I'll look up her name right now.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's a lot going on over there. It was a good time. Yeah.
Okay. So the pairings, what, like food and a beer pairing, like just constant? Like, was it like
there were pairing stations as well as past hors d'oeuvres.
Okay.
So when you walk in, there's like Sophie and like, you know, sticky buns. But then you walk to the rear and then there's like BCS paired with like chocolate truffles.
Okay.
And you know, and then Gary Valentine comes around and is like, hey man, good to see you. The goat tacos are rolling out.
Oh, wow. You okay. Know?
So it was just like this nonstop barrage of goat catering creations to pair with just about any BCS and any, not any BCS, but any Goose Island beer you can name.
Okay. And were they showcasing the new stuff?
The like the juicy double?
No, the new, like the 2018.
No, but you know what? She did tell us to come and do the podcast from that space.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she said we should come out and we'll hang out with some brewers and we'll do a full preview of everything.
Because mm-hmm, so, it's all packaged.
Yeah, I thought that was weird. And I got into that a little bit. She's like, yeah, it is. It's all packaged. It's ready to go.
So
like right now. I'd like to know more about that.
One of these that was packaged, which I was... debating with someone over the weekend, like coffee is packaged.
Coffee is packaged. How do you feel about that?
Not good.
Yeah.
Because we opened a 2014 coffee over the weekend. Like, that's just kind of what's happened sometimes. You get together and people just bring these bombers because you're like, I haven't had a chance to use this. Let's just drink it. We'll all have a sip and dump it down the drain because it's sour and not good.
Yeah. I think it takes two routes, two hard routes, right? Like, it turns into like, this like BCS Tootsie Roll vibe, right? Or like you said, it just goes vegetal or sour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we know from other coffee beers that that falls out in about a month, right? And we're, what, 3 months from Black Friday and it's already packaged?
This can't be like all of it, right? I feel like this is like the first batch, right?
Right. So one person's thought over the weekend was that maybe this is the international beer that is packaged, because that definitely has to go out sooner, right? It has to get over there.
I like that. I like that theory.
But that's giving them a little more credit than I think I would. Like,
yeah, I mean, and then, well, I know Goose has their eye on world domination. You know, we talk about China and like London with Goose pubs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so maybe they're debuting it before Black Friday. Nothing about the 3 month pre-Black Friday bottling makes any sense to me right now.
Yes.
Nothing about
right.
it.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't know.
Other than having to be somewhere, like, we just know. Like, maybe a month, but 3 months, that's kind of nuts.
I'm with you. Oh, Christina Perosi, that's her name.
Okay.
Yeah, so she's there. She's a new beer educator there. So they're doing cheese classes and the life of a barrel class. They're doing baking classes. They're doing all those events at the Barrel Warehouse. It's not open to the public. It's a pure event space. So
Okay.
You have to rent the space out.
Yeah. Okay, we'll have to get over there, ask these hard-hitting questions about bottling.
These are all fair questions, too.
And see what's happening.
Yeah, yeah. I like the space with regards to, like, the barrels kind of separate and a huge, like, floor-to-ceiling big screen comes out,
mm-hmm.
which was pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
There was a lot going on that day, so that's really all the data I got. It was okay. More about just seeing everybody I hadn't seen in a while. Because we talk all the time. I'm like, man, I go to Goose, and I don't know anybody.
Right.
And all the people that I claim I didn't know anymore
were there.
We're all there. Yeah, it was pretty funny.
They come out for the important things. You just yeah. You go to all things, and they're like, only there, like, we just come to the one thing yeah. a month.
I'm like, there's John Hall. And oh, look, there's his son, Greg Hall. I'm like, we got to get a photo of these guys.
Nice. Was there any standouts as far as food or beer that you had?
The duck tacos, for sure. And then the sticky bun.
Cool.
Those are the only two I remember.
Okay.
Yeah. And then that split, I had to go somewhere else.
Okay. Nice. Did you make it anything else Chicago related then?
Yeah. Sunday, I went out to Open Outcry. That's the newest brewery in Beverly, down the street from Horse Thief Hollow.
Okay.
So this is like 109th and Western. And then I went to Winer Beer Company.
Okay. How was Open Crier?
Open Outcry.
Outcry.
Yeah. Open Outcry.
Okay.
It was okay. The space is gorgeous, right? They've got open all wood set up, but then they've got this station where you go order your food. You know, you get up, someone will serve you for beer at your table, but you get up and go order food at
like Link's kind of thing.
Yeah, it's kind of like that, but instead of the kitchen is there's this huge truck, like food truck, that's cemented into the wall.
Okay.
And that's the front. It's like they took a food truck, cut it in half, and then put a wall around it. It looks really cool.
Oh, neat. Okay.
Yeah, so they're doing all like pizzas and cheese curds and that kind of thing, like quick easy stuff.
That's
yeah.
neat. Okay.
So I had the West Coast IPA and we had the Nitro Stout.
Nice.
Okay. Nitro Stout was a little better than the West Coast IPA.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, but
brand new, they're getting it together. Gotta, figure it out here.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Cool. Then you went that's over my, to Winer.
That's my phrase right there, for sure.
What?
For sure.
For sure.
That's my transition right there.
So then you went over to Winer.
Yeah.
You got the lowdown there.
This was cool, man. I am the last person I know that has made it out to Winer. I'm like, dude, everybody I know has been here.
Yeah.
It's in the plant, the notorious plant, right? And they're calling it circular economy, right? Where they all help each other out. And them in particular, they're giving their grain to like the pizza maker and, you know, that kind of thing, right? It was my assumption that New Chicago was in the plant. New Chicago, which changed their name to El Syndicate, that they moved into the plant, but apparently they never moved in. They just had a press release saying they were going.
Right, yeah.
But they never made it.
Okay, so they were just they were just getting ready for the space, but never moved in, and then found that space that they were in up until last year in over by the green lofts.
Yeah.
Green Exchange Lofts.
Yeah, right off Diversity and the Highway. Oh, so yeah, this place is 100,000 square feet in the back of the Yards neighborhood. It's a neighborhood just south of Sox Park.
Right? Yeah.
So there's their space takes about 17,000 square feet of the 100.
Damn.
Yeah, they got 30 barrel system, 60 barrel fermenters. He said that they're expanding already to Columbus, Cleveland, Ohio, basically. The big cities in Ohio.
Okay.
And then they're going to make their way to Boston, too.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. Apparently there's 14 tenants at the plant. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I didn't realize that they could hold that many. Also, there's a coffee shop there, coffee roaster, four-letter word coffee.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That makes sense because I think during Uppers and Downers, they did a four-letter word collaboration.
Yeah. And then Royal Pies is there, right? Okay. Is that the name of the spot next door to Maria's?
Royal Pie? Yeah. It was.
Right? It's them, right?
I think it's different. That was Pleasant House.
Oh, who the fuck are these guys?
Royal Pies?
Yeah.
They're different. They're different pie. You know, there's other pie people.
Fair enough. Yeah, we were talking about how, you know, he's kind of seeing people come and go in the space. You know, there'd be like a hippie guy that's like selling, you know, oils and incense for like a month, but then he can't pay his rent. He splits. And he was sharing stories about how like, you know, there was like a meat smoking company there, like a meat plant there. Mm-hmm. And they were, but they just left. And then they left all their equipment. So, like, if you go to the bathrooms upstairs, apparently they're old meat smokers. The urinals are.
Yeah. What?
he was telling a story about like a spice company, Rumi Spice, right? He's like, there is this guy who was, you know, he went to Afghanistan for like that war in the 90s, right? And then he met a guy who, you know, he eventually ended up, you know, importing saffron from. And then he started importing other spices, and then he built a whole spice company around this connect that he made while he was in like the Gulf War.
Okay.
You know, just like just some really cool Sunday afternoon
chit chat.
Okay.
How was the beer? The people that are listening are like, I don't care about no spice,
get
Nick.
Get the fuck out of here with your spice. I want to hear your smoker stories.
Beer. Yeah. What was happening with that?
What caught our attention was the barrel aged apple kolsch called Pounce. They didn't have that.
Oh.
But what they did have was
you hyped me up there.
Yeah, I was like, man, bring it. Bring it. But what my favorite one was, because mixed fermentation is their thing. So they had a Capitaine is the one I really liked.
Okay.
It was a mixed fermentation saison. I think they take like, you know, percentage and agent and oak and then steel and then blend it together. Their beers, even the ones we've had on the show, like Le Tub, I think, right?
Or
Meow. They have Belgian characteristics and sour characteristics, but it's just like a kiss of both. You know, it's a very approachable interpretation of those styles, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah
and the space is great, man.
Cool.
So I had a good time.
And they have fun glassware.
Yeah,
it's kind of neat.
Yeah. I was like, dude, this glassware is pretty rad, man. It's like because what was it, it was like a big wine glass, but like with a really thick stem,
right? Yeah.
And it was like short stubby wine glass with a huge stem on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was cool.
I saw a photo of that on our Instagram, so yeah, check that out.
Yeah, so I was excited about that, man.
So that was what you made it to?
That's all I hit, man.
Mm-hmm. So, like I said, I was in Minnesota. I know this is Chicago Beer Pass.
Soda.
On our way up, we stopped in Eau Claire, hit up this brewery called Lazy Monk.
Right on.
They're like just, they don't have food, but they had a lot of beer and a lot of space.
Okay.
And it was pretty good. Nothing like standout-ish, but it was.
Where was this? This was
in Eau Claire.
Eau Claire, okay.
So, yeah, like not too far from Chippewa Falls.
Right, why don't you just stop in Chippewa Falls, man?
What? Exactly.
You should see the look this guy just gave right now.
You know why. I didn't stop in Chippewa Falls. Then we made it up to Duluth, so that's where we ended up hitting four breweries up there. This little town has, what, 6 breweries in it? We made it to 4 of them.
Right on.
Got to save some for next time.
Right.
We went to this one, new one called Blacklist. Nice space, pretty good beers. They were kind of weird about their flights. They have a thing where he's kind of, the bartender was like, I want to serve you a flight of beers that you can go out for dinner or out in town and have another one. Which I guess makes sense.
Oh, yeah, if you're hanging out in Duluth, right? If you're there for the weekend or whatever, right? Mm-hmm.
But me, as someone who likes to try all kinds of things, like I want to have the beer that I can't get when I go somewhere else. And then if I like it, I might get the one that I can get.
Yeah, so like, no, I hear that.
Give me your best, not give me your like, this is what people buy.
This is our core stuff. Why don't you, out of towner, why don't you try those?
Yeah.
You're like, no, I disagree with you.
Yeah. So we got a bunch of different beers. Then a bunch of us were getting flights. So we were like, well, we all don't want the same flight. And he was kind of reluctant about doing that. But then
he's so dramatic. Just do what we ask. We're asking nicely.
Give
just,
me your beer just, and don't sell me. Like, I know what I want.
Get out of our way.
Yeah. Then we went over to this brewery called Fitzer. That was fine. Like, just in kind of like a big, I want to say like, big warehousey shopping center kind of building.
Yeah.
Then we hit up Bent Paddle Brewing.
Okay. I've heard of Bent Paddle.
Yeah, that was probably my favorite
okay.
of all the breweries. I picked up a hat. We hung out there for a while and just tried a lot of their stuff.
Brad picking up a hat is like his seal of approval.
Yeah, I forgot to wear it. I was going to bring it because I was talking about it, and like, I'm not wearing the hat.
He's like, if you see the hat, then you know Brad Rock.
This is good. And the last one we hit up was another brand new one, apparently, called Hoops. Mm-hmm. And when I think of this, I thought of hoops like basketball hoops.
Yeah.
But Sergio, who was with us, thought about hoops like barrel hoops.
Uh-huh.
But you go in there, and it's like a sports bar. Yeah. I was upset there should have been like basketball hoops around where you could like, you know, some pop and shot.
Like tie it in.
Yeah.
Right.
Bring it all together. But the font is like bold green letters and a pretty nice space. They had a lot of beers for being like brand new and like it was just a huge space, which makes sense. It's downtown. They're going to have lots of tourists there. So they'll have no problem staying in business because all their beer was good. It wasn't like bad or infected or anything. It was all good.
Now, did the crew agree with you on, as far as like, did you think that everyone came to the same conclusion about like which one was their favorite brew stop?
Yeah, but my opinion is like the important one here. No, but they.
It is decided.
I think they all had a similar thing. I'm sure there was maybe beers that they thought were better than.
Yeah.
Some of them, but yeah, I think we all agreed that Bent Paddle was probably the best. Then there was another one called like Lazy Monk, because that was the one we went to, but some other lazy something that we didn't make it to.
Yeah.
So yeah, next time.
Beer, man, is changing the road trip.
Yeah.
It has changed the road trip forever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But we were on bikes, so we were fairly safe.
Biking through Duluth?
Yeah.
Right on.
And it's a nice, quiet town, so not... not like biking through the city here in Chicago after going to a few breweries.
Dude,
so.
I rode my bike to work, 7 miles from my home.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been nervous about riding it back. This was last summer. Because, yeah, it's like, it's intense out here on these streets, man.
Okay.
You know, like, I'm just like, man, I'm really riding my bike at 4:00?
Yeah, that's what you got to do. but that was my weekend. No Chicago drinking for me.
Right on. But you got out of town.
Yeah.
You know, and as a Chicagoan, I think we get excited about skipping town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you realize, like, going to Duluth, most of those beers were pretty standard, like, safe beers. Like, Oktoberfest, Amber Ale, IPA.
Yeah.
They weren't like, hey, give me that juicy haze. No, they didn't have that. They had their stout.
Makes you appreciate the wide range that we're dealing with here back home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Cool. So then, this is September now. What do we got happening?
Not a fan of this September nonsense. let's get right into it, man. We'll start on September 7th, which is in 2 days,
Thursday.
Right?
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, September 7th is Windy City Distro Oktoberfest night at Sheffield's from 6 to 11. They're going to have 6 different Oktoberfests there.
So you're not going to be there.
Yeah, I'm probably going to pass on that.
Yeah. Do you know the 6 beers or...
Yeah, But I just not... I know the breweries.
Oh, okay.
It's the usual suspects. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and there'll be six of them there.
Cool. Okay. Yeah. So that's Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday, and then Saturday there's a couple of events, the Chicago Bourbon and Barbecue Fest on Damon and Roscoe. Just sounds like it's right on the corner of Damon and Roscoe. That's not too far from here.
No, not too far.
Yeah, it's a $40 ticket. There's 20 different whiskeys. There's actually 20 different bands playing. It's all weekend long. It's a $40 ticket.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
I'm curious about that, man.
That's pretty good, so.
Yeah,
Hopefully it's not your standard beer and has some other stuff going on, too, with it.
Yeah, the Naperville Firkenfest is this weekend. That's the Brewfest Partners event out in Naperville.
Is that their oldest event? I feel like that one's just been around for a long time.
I mean, it's probably. Yeah. I know they had that on the one in Wheaton for a long time, but then fell out with the city of Wheaton.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is a $65 ticket. Not a whole lot of Firkenfest. I mean, there's the big one, which is... the Chicago Beer Society. That's the night and day of the Living Ales.
Yeah.
And then there's the one at the arcade that we went to a couple years ago.
Yeah.
I forget the name of that one.
Mm-hmm. What the Firk?
What the Firk. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then there's this one.
Yeah, I feel like with the rise of craft beer, Firkins went out of fashion. Where they're like old man. They're an old man thing, right?
I think the generation, I still don't know the name of this generation behind us, but they haven't. I don't know if they're into the Firkins the way.
Right. There's too many choices of other beer, whereas we were starting to drink craft beer and getting into it, we hit a wall very quickly.
Yes.
So, let's have this beer on Firkin or on, or then you'd have Nitro and all that stuff, but... Now it's like, well, why do I need a Firkin when that beer is going to go bad much quicker as a bartender?
Yeah.
And people don't want it.
I love a cask beer. I love a Firkin. I get excited. Sometimes it's like a, you know, just like a twist on like a traditional, you know, on their standard offering.
Sometimes I do, but sometimes I'm mad like how warm it is. Like if I'm like, damn it, I wanted something refreshing and I forgot that this beer is room temperature.
Yeah, I forgot about that live beer, man. we're back up a little bit to the Windy City Distro. Weinstefan Metro, left hand, Great Lakes, Two Brothers, and Surly.
Okay.
For the Sheffield's event.
Nice, okay. Yeah. Cool, so check out those.
Let's see, we talked about, who did we talk about? We talked about Weiner.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a beer dinner on the 13th. That's next Wednesday. They're doing it at Fat Pour. It's called When Pigs Fly. It's a 6-course dinner. It's $50. It'll be all pork-inspired dishes. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, and then finally on Saturday the 9th, the White Sox are throwing a craft beer night at the G-Spot.
What's the G-Spot?
Oh, that's the field. That's where they play. It used to be U.S. Cellular Field.
No. Oh, it's called the G-Spot now? No, it's Guaranteed Rate.
Guaranteed Rate.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. It's a $55 ticket. This is kind of cool. There's 18 breweries, and then they give you a miss from 3 to 6. But then there's a night game. They play the San Francisco for Giants that night.
Giants, yeah.
Yeah, and then they give you tickets, 100-level tickets to the game as included with the ticket.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so you get to try 18 breweries, and you get to watch the game. So,
nice.
Sox Park is a cool space.
Yeah, I've never been over there.
Yeah.
So maybe this is a good reason to. So $55, beer fest, baseball game.
Saturday at 3 o'clock. It's going to be 68 degrees. Not too bad.
Not bad, yeah.
No, not too bad.
Mm-hmm. And if you have enough beer in you, it's like...
You'll be fine. It's actually great drinking.
You don't care.
Right.
Awesome. So those are all the events we have happening this week. There's always more. So check out our Facebook page. We end up sharing other things that you should check out.
Right on.
I know there's things opening. I wonder if there's events over at Metro yet. I haven't heard any news on that, but we do have something in the news about Half Acre opening.
Yeah, the good folks at Half Acre announced that they are opening their beer garden / tap room on September 9th.
That's Wednesday. So, yeah,
so they have official opening date there. All About Beer, the magazine, acquired Draft Magazine.
All About Beer, acquired Draft Magazine.
Yeah. Okay. So, like, I'm more likely, you know, I like magazines because, you know, at some events, you know, they're part of your little gift bag. Mm-hmm. And, you know, pictures.
Yeah.
You know,
and if you get some flies in your house, you got to, like,
you know,
you need a magazine to, like, take care of that.
You know what I mean? So, I always enjoy magazines. I was surprised. I actually thought, well, I'm more familiar with Draft. It's the one that I would pick up first of the two. But Draft is only 11 years old. All About Beer is 37 years old.
What?
I didn't. Who knew? Who knew? Yeah. So Draft subscribers will, from here on out, only receive All About Beer in the mail. But Drafts, going forward, draft.com will stay. So that's like their innovative space where, you know.
Will they do a, but is that part of it or do they just buy the magazine?
That's a good question. And nothing, it was the details were short.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because I know Jonathan Surratt did or still does stuff with Draft Magazine.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But he did it on the website.
Yeah. So I wonder if it's was left out of the deal.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of the way the Goose Island pubs were left out when Goose sold production. Yeah. To
we'll pick that up later.
Right. We'll come back for that. Yeah. And finally, Amazon Prime has a feature called Amazon Now, where they will deliver booze to 12 U.S. cities in under 2 hours.
Oh wow. Okay. Yeah.
So they're coming in hot and heavy. They want your money. So when you throw a party, they want you to go through them.
And is Chicago one of them?
You bet your ass it is, Brad. Chicago, L.A., and New York, the big three. But then shout out to Minnesota and Columbus. They're on the list, too.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
So Columbus, Ohio. So hello.
2 hours. What's the markup on that deal?
It's like you can get it in under an hour for an extra $8. I think you have to have a membership with Amazon Prime.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then it goes from there, like. What you pay goes from there.
Okay. I know we needed to try out the Binny's delivery at some point, and we need to try this. We should have them race and see.
Yeah, because I tried Postmates one summer. You know, I just had, like, some anti-hero and, like, a, you know, like a fifth of Maker's Mark sent to the beach, right?
Yeah.
And it was, the markup was serious. It cost, like, another $25 to get it there.
Yeah, but so, you're at the beach.
I was at the beach. I didn't have a car, and I'm like, and on top of that, if I had one, I'm not really trying to leave the beach.
Yeah.
Just come on. Just bring that IPA, bring that whiskey. Let's do it.
That's right, yeah. I know I've done caviar in order from Half Acre and had, like, bombers or crawlers delivered. So,
yeah.
Yeah, there's a bit of a markup there. Sometimes it's like, I don't know if that was worth it, but I got it now.
Yeah. And if you're throwing a big party, and you just want to be stationary.
Yeah.
There you go.
Amazon's
not playing, man. You were doing the Whole Foods thing last week. Now they're coming after the booze delivery. They're and it started as a bookstore.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's bookstore. Now they're after our booze. Damn.
That's it for news, man.
Cool. And then that's it for this week's episode. Nick, where can people find you, get in touch when we're not recording here?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRAT, Chicago Beer Pass on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. I mentioned our Facebook page, but then our Instagram. We're sharing lots of photos there, usually about one every day, maybe one every other day, depending on how active we are with, like, going to stuff.
Right.
And I didn't want to share too much non-Chicago stuff over the weekend.
You were introducing us to Minnesota brands, though.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Prince lives up there.
Yeah.
You know, football, baseball's up there.
You know, America's up there.
We're probably gonna go up there in the next 12 months.
All right. So always check out our Instagram and then our website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes are posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher, the YouTube version as well. And we'll be back next week with some more Oktoberfest.
I was having a shitty day, man. It's like this buckle down really changed
the spot?
changed my mood, man.
Nice.
Cheers, man.